Hi, it's JC with the top 5 reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number 1, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. 2, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. 3 and 4, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number 5, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. Hey, for those of you locally here in the Tampa Bay area who knew, we have had our annual Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry, north of Steinbrenner Field and Raymond James Stadium, each of the last 3 years. This year, we're going to try something. We're going to try a regular season finale event on Monday, December 2nd, because for all of the leagues I commission, and maybe yours as well, the last game of week 13 is Monday, December 2nd, 1 week before my birthday. Please bring a gift. And it's a good game. Vikings, which means for fantasy purposes, Cook, hopefully by then Thielen, Diggs, Cousins, Rudolph, for those of you in outdated mandatory tight end leagues. Seahawks, Carson, we'll talk about him. Wilson, Lockett's injured. Metcalf, maybe Gordon. Good reason to get together for the end of the regular season, talk about the year, see who makes the playoffs, who gets the first round buys, all that good stuff. We're planning that. If you're in one of the podcast leagues, you've already gotten a heads up and a save the date from me and to give me some feedback via email. For the rest of you in the Tampa Bay area, you're welcome to come out that night. You are. You're welcome to come out. Look, you're on your own for food and beverage. We're going to be there from roughly 8 to 10. I don't expect people are going to stay for the whole game. They got stuff to do Tuesday morning. These games end close to midnight. But introduce yourself. Say you play fantasy, you listen to the podcast, and at least give me an idea if you want to be in one of the podcast leagues next year. Because I've already figured out a very cool way to continue to grow the amount of podcast leagues we have. Excuse me, no cough button on this microphone. For next year's Hooters draft event in August of 2020. All right, so that'll be our another podcast event, December 2nd, at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa. There are 11 total locations for the original Hooters.com brand in the Tampa Bay area. For the rest of you around the country and around the world, just always know, for primetime viewing, you will always get the audio at Hooters while you are served on by the world-famous Hooters girls. We're going to be doing calendar signings this month in Chicago and Tampa Bay. But the audio is on for Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and all the games are on to follow your fantasy activity on Sunday afternoons. Thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. How did you do week 10? Knowing so many of you, like me, were impacted significantly by 6 teams on bye, season high. I called it a Category 5 bye week, and it hit Sunday. Here's the irony. For the first time in the 3 leagues I play, I commission 4. I just keep an eye on the Ira Kaufman team. I don't touch it. I did kick him in the ass a few weeks ago, and I said, Ira, you have 1 win. You have 1 waiver claim. Those don't go together. Let's go. And he put it into gear. I won in all 3 of my leagues, pulled the trifecta for the first time all season. Ironically, in week 10, with so many players on bye. In Moneyball, where I now have 4 wins, and with 3 weeks to go, I'm in the hunt for a playoff spot, which is all I wanted to try and do, just get in the postseason. Three performers came through huge for me in Moneyball. We'll talk about them. I'll just go ahead and talk about them. Christian Kirk. I had never thought of playing this guy. Honestly, never. All season long. I had Larry Fitzgerald in the Moneyball League for a few weeks, but after week two, his numbers had dropped off. Then Juju pops up late in the week on the injury report with a toe injury. And I've had enough of Sergeant Hulka injuries with dealing with Devontae Adams in my foundation league. And I just said, you know, Juju's not worth it anyway. I don't want to deal with this. Who else can I get? I'll drop Juju. I won't worry about the toe injury. Who else can I plug and play? So as we talked about on the Bucks Bulletin Edition last week, the Bucks Cardinal game looked attractive from a fantasy standpoint because it had a high total in Vegas, one of the highest, and you could just easily make the case that we're going to be all these passing yards out there because both pass defenses are garbage. So I looked at Christian Kirk's numbers, and I found something, and it worked. And I was like, wow. Christian Kirk went into week 10, second in the NFL in receptions without a touchdown. Number one, by the way. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Mike Williams. So I thought about that. I said, okay, Christian Kirk's, his number, I mean, the targets were fine for the most part. He's second in the NFL in receptions and doesn't have a touchdown. The Cardinals are going to be able to put up passing yards against the Bucks, whether they're leading, whether they're trailing. Christian Kirk should be better in this game than someone who's covering him. Boom, boom, boom. Three touchdowns for Christian Kirk. Hey, I would have taken just the one that I got in the first half, but there was more there. So for those of you who don't believe in touchdown regression, or as I like to call it, touchdown aggression, I think you should believe now. That's proof. So I had Kirk. I had, now I'm forgetting. Oh, I had Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that worked out well. For a second, I thought about playing Kyler Murray on my bench for the same reasons that I just gave with Kirk. I'm like, I can't sit Lamar Jackson. Can't. Just for the rushing yards. And they were playing Cincinnati. Glad I didn't. And then I did plug and play. The Steelers DST was on waivers last week. And they've had a floor in double digits for DST points. And the schedule going forward is very advantageous for them. I am happy to own them. And based on those three entries in my lineup, I got a fourth win in Moneyball. I wanted to do this podcast on Monday. I waited until Tuesday to get the Monday night game involved. Glad I did. Quick Monday night review. If you have Lockett, be concerned. At this point, start thinking you're not going to have him this coming week. He was not only unavailable at the end of the game, which ESPN was very slow to get to. I love that they showed him on the bench late in the game, and neither Tessitore nor McFarland commented. Come on, even if you don't know why he's there, say something until Lisa can get the info. Jeez, let's go, guys. We watching the same game here? You have monitors, you know. Lockett was taken to a hospital after the game because apparently there was a blood flow problem in one of his legs. Pete Carroll says it's under control and Lockett's going to be fine, but that sounded pretty serious, like it was an artery or some injury affecting just blood getting to key parts of your body, you know, like the whole body. So that was one of the injuries out of the evening. Obviously, Kittle didn't play, and then Emmanuel Sanders hurt his ribs or his abdomen during the game. But Chris Carson did it again. He has that floor of volume that you want in your RBs. He's had it all year. Derrick Henry's had it all year, and pretty much Leonard Fournette has had it all year. And I'm sure some of you can insert another running back, but those are three that immediately come to mind here. Sure, McCaffrey does, but McCaffrey is the number one guy in fantasy football along with Lamar Jackson. Hey, if you have Lamar Jackson and Christian McCaffrey on your team, I'd like you to email me and tell me how you're doing. And if after 10 weeks you're worse than 8-2, I want to know what the hell's going on. You can always email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We mentioned Garoppolo was a disappointment for those of you who plug and played him off a couple of good games. And if you needed someone for Matt Stafford and you couldn't get Jameis Winston, Garoppolo had a dud in the Niners' first loss of the season. Cooper Kupp, zero. Look, I loved the Steelers' DST, which is why I picked them up in my Moneyball League, and I actually thought the line was wrong, that the Steelers getting points at home against the Rams was a great value, but Kupp putting up a zero, that's bizarre to me. If nothing else, that tells you where the Steelers are right now, and it tells you that the Rams are at least 2 to 3 notches below where they were last season at this time. When you can't get a ball to Cooper Kupp, something's up. Acknowledging the opponent is good, but get him the ball. And other Rams continue to be disappointments as well. If you invested in Ram this year, you didn't get, well, you've gotten your investment out of Cooper Kupp until week 10. But you haven't gotten what you hoped from Gurley. You haven't gotten what you hoped from Goff. Brandon Cooks is still out with a concussion. Robert Woods didn't produce for you. Henderson, we hear how dynamic he looks. He's not producing for fantasy owners. Saints were a disappointment in week 10. Only one who put up points, Will Lutz. Now, there were some yardage points, some garbage ones for Michael Thomas. Drew Brees threw for what? Near 300 yards, but no touchdowns. And Alvin Kamara, 24 rushing yards. Some of that game flow, some of it, I'm just reminding all of you with Kamara. He has one rushing touchdown all year. One. Latavius Murray has to be a factor on this team going forward. If you own him in fantasy, don't cut him. Not saying play him week 11. Don't cut him. I think the Saints have to use him going forward. Odell Beckham Jr. got targets, drew pass interference penalties, but from a fantasy standpoint, 57 yards. That's it. I don't play PPR. PPR is outdated. You should not get points for a catch that earns no yardage. Jalen Samuels week 9 was another example of that. PPR is bullshit. The game that is played on the field should reflect the one we play in fantasy football. I don't play PPR. If you want to play true fantasy football, you shouldn't play it either. Now that said, DraftKings does it, FanDuel does it, I get it. But in your season-long leagues, get rid of it. Get rid of it next year. You don't need it. PPR is an outdated concept that was meant to skew scoring to balance out when there were all these workhorse running backs getting 25, 30 carries a game. Most of those backs don't exist anymore. And the ones getting 25, 30 touches a game are catching 8 to 10 balls a game, like McCaffrey. Boy, is he good. But Beckham Jr., 57 yards, not a score. Landry with another good game for the Browns. I was at the Cardinal game, sitting next to Larry Fitzgerald Sr. If you own David Johnson, I'd be worried. Kenyon Drake is the best back in this offense. That was clear on Sunday. They used them both. At the same time, Drake was productive. David Johnson was not. Drake has value. David Johnson, to me, is not in your starting lineup until further notice. And if you can trade him and have a late trade deadline, a guy like him or a Le'Veon Bell or an Odell Beckham, try to move him. Try to get back some, and not just token value. See if you can get value from someone who thinks they, as Dennis Green would say, they are who they thought they were, because they're not. Let's review some big performers from Week 10. If you hung in there with Melvin Gordon, it paid off, and it might continue to pay off. 108 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Jones continues to be awesome, not to quote The Miz. Aaron Jones is the biggest performer in fantasy on the Green Bay Packers. By the way, part of the reason why Aaron Rodgers didn't like Mike McCarthy was Mike McCarthy wouldn't play Aaron Jones consistently. Rodgers believed in Aaron Jones. You're seeing why. The funny part is Jamal Williams still has value, still gets touches, almost scored again, although Gerald McCoy blew up the play at the end of the first half. Let's see. Mentioned Jarvis Landry. If you hung in there with Joe Mixon, wow, couple of games now. Joe Mixon has produced. Sell high? Maybe. Josh Jacobs leads most rookie running backs in various categories. Workhorse, quality player, touchdown late against the Chargers. I invested, I'm looking right at my draft board. Where did I take Josh Jacobs? Fourth round, and what pick overall? 33. I bought him there as my RB2. I'm very happy. And I see no reason why this won't continue. Damian Williams is back in play because Shady McCoy, I don't buy the load management. Something's wrong here with McCoy. I'm not saying injury. I think something's wrong internally. Maybe between McCoy's ears. Because that inactive came out of nowhere on Sunday. And Damian Williams has been out snapping McCoy. He hasn't been fumbling. Mahomes is back. Williams is making plays. Williams had 19 carries for 77 yards in that Chiefs game against the Titans. McCoy was scratched. I'm not buying the load management. If you have McCoy, I'd be worried. If you have Damian Williams, start thinking about playing him again. Golden Tate. Look, Slayton, to me, has been a fun guy to follow on the bad New York Giants, but Golden Tate has produced 95 yards, two more touchdowns. Doesn't look like Shepard's returning anytime soon. Tate has definite starter value. Slayton has roster value. All right. That's enough for now. You can email me your roster, lineup, trade, waiver questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. Also, we have the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin every week that breaks down all the fantasy angles specific to the Bucks and their opponent. It was a fun podcast to do last week for the Bucks Cardinals game. This week is Bucks Saints, so subscribe to that podcast as well. And if you want non-fantasy conversation, the Todd Wright Toddcast has already cranked out 61 episodes this year in our first year. I will get to 75. It's the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we have a lot of fun there from a non-fantasy standpoint. Find that podcast as well. Thanks to Hooters. And thanks to you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.